Welcome to Riotech Instruments RioServer Standard Video Manual. This edition will cover the Preferences dialog. The Preferences dialog is reached through the menu item Edit Preferences on the main screen. All the program behavior that is not directly related to a particular VMU is configured on this screen. This dialog has five main sections: Miscellaneous, Trend Display Options, Email Setup, DMSI Setup, and Default Units. The first section we will cover is the Trend Display Options section. Trend Time Autoscaling will change the behavior of how the trend graph autoscales the x-axis. You can choose to have the program never autoscale the trend graph, to scroll the graph right until you see the last data point but keep the amount of time visible constant, or to autoscale the graph so all points are visible. These rules are applied whenever a new scan is acquired by the software. Trend Amplitude Autoscaling will change the behavior of how the trend graph autoscales the y-axis. You can choose to never autoscale the trend graph, even if you manually autoscale the graph, autoscale the x-axis only when you manually autoscale the graph, or to autoscale the x-axis every time the graph is autoscaled. Trend Autoscale Width allows you to choose a fixed width to the visible data when the trend is autoscaled. The program has a different behavior depending on whether the autoscale was initiated by the user or because a new scan arrived. When initiated by the user, the x-axis will always be scaled to a width as determined by this control. When initiated by a new scan arriving, this setting is only used if the trend time autoscaling is set to scroll to last point. The Trend Depth drop-down list box allows the user to select how many data points to keep for a trend graph before the oldest points are deleted. The quantity of trended data points can be specified either as a number of data points or as all the data points collected within a certain time frame. Viewer Trend Depth allows the user to select how many data points will allow someone using Riotech's Viewer application to download. Next, we'll cover the Miscellaneous section. The Scan History option controls the behavior of the scroll bar below the graph. If the scroll bar is all the way to the right and you are viewing the most current day, you are viewing the most current data available on that particular sensor. The Never Change option will cause the program to never move the scroll bar when new scans are acquired. The option Keep Current if Viewing Current will automatically move the scroll bar to point to the most current scan if the scroll bar is currently viewing the most current scan. If you are not viewing the most current scan, it will leave the scroll bar alone when new data arrives on that sensor. The setting Always Keep Current will cause the scroll bar to jump to the most current data immediately once new data has been collected, regardless of whether the user has deliberately scrolled back to view an older scan. It is recommended that the Keep Current if Viewing Current option be selected for normal operations to prevent confusion between users. The Duration to Keep Spectrum Files menu will allow you to decide how long spectrum files will be kept before being automatically deleted. The Alarm Auto-Clear feature gives the operator the option of automatically clearing alarms after a predetermined time period. If the sensor is still in alarm after this time period, another alarm is issued. This has no effect on sensors that are in learn mode, as they never actually enter into alarm. StatCalc, velocity or acceleration, is the measurement type that RioServer Standard uses when viewing data in the indicated domain. The results of this calculation are shown on the main screen near the lower right corner. The Window Type drop-down list box allows you to choose the windowing option that RioServer Standard will use when calculating the frequency spectrum. Unless you are familiar with the mathematical concepts of windowing and digital signal processing, it is strongly recommended that this setting be left on Hanning. DMOD Calc Type. This control allows the user to define what calculation type RioServer uses to demodulate wave timeforms. For detailed information about the various calculation types, please see the RioServer Standard User Manual. Alarm Log Depth is simply the number of alarm items that will be kept in the alarm log at the bottom of the main display. The Auto Run feature will cause the program to automatically start collecting data whenever the program is run. It will also cause the program to restart collecting data whenever a dialog box that paused the program is closed. It is highly recommended that this feature be turned on once the system is fully configured. During installation and configuration of new sensors via views, it might be preferred to leave this feature off. Show VMU temperature will cause the software to get the internal temperature of the VMU. This is not a valid measurement for process control, but it is a self-diagnostic tool to see if the VMU is in an environment that could potentially be harmful to it. Disable bias check allows this sensor to get data even if it has a bad bias voltage reading. Show COM progress allows the progress window to be shown when communicating with the VMU. The COM retry limit is the number of times Rio Server will try to get a packet before determining that the COM attempt has failed. If you are experiencing limited reception with radios, or you are using a cell modem for communication, you can increase this to allow for more retries. The Configure Reporting Options button opens the Edit Reporting Options dialog. This dialog allows the user to configure when periodic reports are generated and to whom. When the checkbox Reports Enabled is checked, Rio Server will generate a periodic report with an interval between reports as selected in the drop-down list titled Report Frequency. Each day, the first report will occur at the time indicated in the starting report time control. The starting time is shown in 24-hour format. There are 8 possible parts to the report that you may include. Sensor summary will include a list of all the settings of all the sensors on Rio Server, including sensors that are disabled. Alarm summary will include a detailed list of all the alarms that have occurred since the last report was generated. Disk space summary will include statistics on the hard drive on the computer Rio Server is running on. Sensor health summary will include the current status on all the sensors as determined by their bias voltage. Images of all alarms will attach to the report email an image of all the alarm spectrums for each alarm that was generated since the last report. Images of all sensors will include an image of the last spectrum collected for every sensor that is enabled. Data files for all alarms will include a stored time waveform data file for every alarm event since the last report. Data files for all sensors will include the most recent data file for every sensor that is enabled. The next section is default units. Spectrum amplitude is the default unit for spectrum data. Whenever you change from sensor to sensor or to a new VMU, Rio Server will automatically switch to this unit. This prevents the user from customizing a graph when analyzing a particular spectrum, then forgetting to set the units back to normal. Later, another user may see the graph and think something is wrong if they don't notice that the units have been changed. Time waveform amplitude is the unit that the software uses when displaying the time waveform. The next section is email setup. When you click either the Edit Red Email List or Edit Yellow Email List button in the Preferences dialog, the Edit Email List dialog will appear. Type New Email Addresses in the top text box, and then click Add. To delete an email address, just highlight it and click on Delete. To temporarily disable it, highlight it and click Disable. It is recommended that you send a test email to ensure that any new or edited entries in the email list are spelled correctly. You may elect to attach graphs to alarm emails. This option causes a JPEG image of the currently alarming spectrum graph to be attached to all outgoing email alarms. Disable all alarm emails does exactly what it says. If you click this box, you will not receive any alarm emails. It is therefore advisable to keep this box unchecked. When you click the Email Configuration button in the Options dialog, the Email Setup dialog will appear. Display text for From Address is what the recipients of the email will see in the From field when viewing the email. Actual address for From Address is the return address of the email. Most email servers require this to be a valid address. The SMTP server address is the address of the SMTP server. You must put this in properly or else the email will not be sent. Check with your IT department if you don't know what to put here. It is generally not required to log on to the SMTP server when sending. The final item is the DMSI setup. If you are using DMSI database software, this is where you would enter the export data path. This concludes the Rio Server video manual on the preferences dialog. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call or email us at RioTech Instruments.